Welcome, Jesus, to the Very Necessary Podcast. We just got some disturbing.
Tell us where they can find us at, Vaughn.
First of all, we're not going to start the show off like that.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay, let's do over. Okay, it just came as a shocker.
No, just go on, Vaughn, with your stuff.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
She even bought the wombat top.
Yay, Lord. Y'all can catch us on why do you have a jacket on in July?
Because.
In hula.
I have to be professional.
Well, we in the studio.
You got to be professional.
About to make our mixtape. What you got the jacket on in here?
Because I'm going
to
take it off when I get hyped.
You heard that?
Say,
now, how y'all going to ask me to tell the people where to find us?
We're going to say, turn our music up, Yoshi May. He's going to turn it up.
We do need some turn up.
I think we need to cue my song. Let me see it. I'm sorry. That was that UGK that got up in me real quick when she said take it off. I'm sorry. We got the V12 Benz parked outside. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was about to just jump in with you.
Get in me sometime. I'm sorry. Ooh, Lord. All right.
Tell them where they can catch us.
Oh, I'm doing that this week.
Go ahead and do it.
Shit, I might forget somebody. Y'all know I got ADD. I can't remember nothing. You can catch us on all your free podcast networks. We be on
Amazon Music, iHeart.
Hold on. Don't tell me to do the shit. Then be interrupting me. iHeart. See how he done got me all off track with my turn.
I'm from the city that I live in, to the city where I'm from, for all the hoes that we done did, and the hoes that we ain't done, from the ones that fuck for shrimp,
Lord,
to the ones that fuck
Jesus.
For cum. If you ain't been a fuck pimp, then you ain't been a fuck bun. Got some hoes from the hood, who they live to keep it live.
Cause I was too busy, Dan.
Uh-huh, you know, a whore do pops up for some shrimp now. Some good shrimp, too.
At the shrimp.
I hadn't heard that in a while.
You know, they still got one in something.
I know you fucking lying.
Oh, they got one in Florence, too.
I'm going this weekend.
Lake City, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
That one in Lake City.
So, you can catch us on all your free podcast networks. That's iHeart, Spotify, Amazon, who else? Google.
Apple.
I mean, don't be doing that. I don't fuck with Apple like that, Vaughn. With Google.
You
got an iPhone, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I don't care. They get enough of my money. Phone. Well, who you do?
Android, baby.
I mean, I'm just saying, who you do for your podcast? Who you listen to the podcast
on? Spotify.
Sugar. Oh, so you do Spotify.
Yeah,
see, I do Google Sugar.
And
you
do Apple.
Okay. And whoever y'all do is all right with me. Just do it with your prophylactics on, please. All right. So, anyways... Turn that twerk music down, for I had to make me some change up in here.
That wasn't twerk music.
It is. That is twerk music.
No. That was twerk music.
That's booty bounce.
No. Let me explain something
to you.
That wasn't twerk.
It is,
That was
mom.
Before twerk.
Yeah.
That's booty bounce.
Okay, booty bounce, twerk. Let me explain something to y'all. I could literally twerk off anything. Do you understand? I was twerking off Rick James this weekend at my family reunion.
What song
was I about this?
Huh?
What song?
What was we cold blooded?
Oh, you was twerking up.
You goddamn right, cold blooded.
How you twerking up? Cold blooded.
That's a
slow twerk.
That is not a slow twerk. Cold blooded got a fast little thin blooded.
Okay. Bring up the tempo. Okay.
And you could just
that just seemed weird. How you twerk off?
I'm just saying. If I can pop it, lock it, drop it, it's twerkable. So,
do that.
No choreography is needed in twerking.
No, not at all. Not at all. You just got to feel the music. But off that subject, y'all had a good week. I had so much fun with my family this weekend. I just realized how many fools I was related to. And if you thought... Yosh was a lunatic. I just want to know, I want y'all to know that I come from a whole lineage of lunatics. They call the Harrises, Arringtons, and the Cheeks.
Now, where the Harrises are from?
Oh, we down there off of County Road in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina.
Okay. You know, my son is a Harris. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my niece from.
Roanoke Rapids?
I know. Mm-hmm. We might be related. She might be my niece, too.
Her mom married a Arrington. Mm-hmm.
The goddamn.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Look
her
at that.
Her mom did. Mm-hmm.
See that? Hey, you need to trace your little tree back.
You see that? I did my swab on Ancestry, and they ain't gave me my damn results yet.
It's going to take a while, but it's coming.
I'm waiting for them to tell me that I belong to some emperor from the ancient Chinese, no, not Chinese, ancient Japanese saga from like back in the old 1700s or something. I know I come from royalty. I know it.
Well, honey, I'm from straight from Congo. I'm serious. My I did Ancestry. I did it a few years ago.
How long did it take for you to get your results?
It was a minute. As a matter of fact, I forgot about it. That's how long it was. I had forgotten about it.
Oh.
But when I got my results back, the highest was Congo. Then it was some other place. But yeah, I'm straight African, baby.
No, that wasn't your whole percentage. Iceland or something.
I didn't have any Irish. Well, you know what? They did an update, so it did change a little, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had a little white in me, but I don't.
Did you get something from did you do your ancestry?
No, but I want to. So y'all gonna have to forward me that information. My uncle did it. So
well, what did he get?
I can't remember.
I mean, because you know.
It's been a while.
I had no Indian.
I can't remember.
I had none of that in mind.
You ain't had no Indian in you? Pretty as them little locks is in your hair. Goldilocks. Ain't that something? Well, I know I got me some Indian in me. I know I'm Indian. And I know I got the Asian.
You got some Asian.
I ain't had none of that either.
And I know I got some black. The African culture, but I don't know from what side. I want to say it's probably Egypt. I feel like I'm Egyptian or in Ethiopian or something. I feel like that. You know how you just have the feeling. Yeah, but I don't think I'm white at all. I don't think it's any Caucasian in me. I just don't. I don't feel it. I don't feel
Me either. Even if I did have
now,
it, I didn't feel
I'll
it.
Be the first to tell y'all. If I do, I will let y'all know. But I don't think it's there. Now I don't know. What's crazy? As much as I love Madonna. I don't know, because, you know, it's just some white artists in music that I love. I don't know, I might have me a little speckle. Might be a little 5% in there. But I know I got some Indian. I got me some Pocahontas and some little river running water or something up in me. For sure. At least 15%. That come from my North Carolina side. But anywho's. What we talking about today, ladies? What was the name of our show? Why y'all don't love daddy?
No, we are not going to say that. What is it?
Well,
men has feelings too. I don't know. Which one?
No. So let's just roll the clip and we'll expand off of that. So hit it, DJ.
Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something.
Well, there it is. Women, children, and dogs. So what'd that leave? Men and cats?
Basically.
Because, you know, I can't stand no goddamn cats.
Basically.
Well, there it is. So women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. And then what did they say about men? Men are loved with conditions.
With conditions, yep.
They have to be bringing something to the table. What does daddy or what does a man have to bring to the table? What's his condition? Because if you've noticed, I've noticed nowadays, men are always on this tip of asking us women, what are we bringing to the table? And it kind of irks me.
It does.
Because I'm looking like, well, number one, I think it's a little hoe-like for a man to be asking me, what am I bringing to his table? Because here I am. If you're inviting me to your table, sir, you're inviting me to your table. Like, I'm your guest. You're inviting me. I don't feel like I should have to bring anything if you're inviting me. Now, me, as the woman I am, I'm just going to bring something because
that's what you want.
That's what I want to do. So whatever I decide to bring should just be extra. And because I'm a good woman, that's what I want to do. But I should not be mandated, nor should it be a demand, or should it be an expectation for me to bring anything. Because here's the thing. I expect as a grown-ass man in his 40s, sugar, your table already should be made up by the time I get there.
My thing is, when I hear that
question, I should be ready to take a seat, right?
What can you bring to the table? If we have been, first of all, don't ask me that jump from the jump, right? Don't ask me what I can bring to the table because you're throwing me off.
Right.
If we are, you can see through, not see through people, but you can kind of get a feeling of what a person is like, what they're into, what their lifestyle is like. So you can already see what that person can bring.
For the most part.
Yeah, kind of.
For the most part,
You know, conversation will tell you a whole lot about a person. So when that question is asked, what can a person bring to the table? I'm like,
how does it make you feel? What's the vibe it gives you of the man, Vaughn?
When a man, well, first of all, I've never had a man ask me, what can I bring to the table? But I've heard it before. And when I've heard it, it's like, why would you ask what? I don't like when women ask that question either. What can you bring to the table? Because my thing is, if you're independent, if you're self-sufficient,
right?
You wouldn't need anyone to bring something to the table. It would already be, it's in line to happen. It's like, it's going to be in line to happen. When I hear that, I just
I've never asked anybody, what do they bring to the table? Because I don't need anybody to bring anything.
Yeah.
Right.
My actions will show a lot about
and
me.
And I seek the men out that I know will provide, you know, what is necessary to make the table plentiful and abundant.
So the question, I guess I'm thinking in my head, and I guess only a man could really respond, is that, do you think maybe they're asking, what do you bring to the table, because they have been used before by women, whether it's, you know, by money, or maybe they messed up their credit or something like that. And maybe they want to ask the next woman, like, okay, I'm coming into this, but what can you bring as well? What are you about?
I mean, what woman is going to answer that honestly and be like, well, I don't really bring anything. I'm just really here to steal all your money and mess up your credit. No woman is going to present herself with her truest intentions. She's in an interview. She's going to tell you what the fuck she wants to hear. Right.
And there, so you is go. He.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So just because whatever he says, he's going to do or how he's going to be, that's not necessarily going to be what it's going to be.
Exactly.
But I just think about, you know, maybe the reason why they ask that question, maybe they've been hurt before. They don't want to be used, or they think that all you know, some, all of women are gold diggers or whatever.
Well, they can't repeat the same cycle that they did with the right. previous person
right.
with the future or the current person.
Right.
So that falls back on you.
But if right. if you even thought that was possible for me to be that same person, why are you in my face?
Right.
Get in out a my way, face.
I guess people it's want you to be different. Right. And it's a fear. It's like, okay, I'm going to try this. However, I just don't want to fall back in the same trap or the same situation I was in previously.
Okay. So when you start seeing those flags, then you have the choice. You have the choice to change that.
Right.
You don't have to go with the flow.
Right.
If you see that, okay, this look too familiar. Mm-hmm. I know how it can go with me.
Right.
It may not be her intentions of what the previous person did. Like, they may not have the same intentions in mind. But if I know that is a trigger for me or bring me back to a bad place, I'm going to change the direction of where it's going.
See, that's what I don't like. And I know that our little interwebs listeners probably think that I really hate men. And I do have a certain disdain for a lot of you.
Oh my God.
And why? I will be honest. I will be honest. Because I just do. Just the way they carry themselves, the way they act. There's a lot of men that I don't like. There mm-hmm. are a lot of men that I love.
Right.
There are a lot of women that I don't like mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of women that I love. Mm-hmm. So when I say that, you know, there's a catch 22 to all of that. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I may have had 20 bad relationships. Mm-hmm. I'm still a hopeless romantic. I believe in love. Mm-hmm. I believe that it can be beautiful. Mm-hmm. I don't hold my grudge of the 20 against the one that I have. And the one that may be, you know, after him, if that doesn't work out, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that mm-hmm. because I do believe in love.
Right.
I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, am I going to be the one to say, oh, I don't think men are bad. I think there are a great men out there. Mm-hmm. Sure, there are. Mm-hmm. There are great men out there. But it's some shitty ones out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't no damn fool.
Right.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. And the minute they show me that shitty side.
Because it's going to come out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Deuces. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and let me tell you, I am never surprised. Just like I'm never surprised if they show me their greatness. I'm never surprised because I believe everyone can be great. Mm-hmm. Just like I believe everyone can be an asshole. And that goes female and male. So nothing surprises me. I mean, and that's just what it is.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, and I feel like life is easier when you don't have expectations
right.
of people.
Mm-hmm. And that is the truth.
I just don't have expectations.
Yep.
So you could never shock me if my person that I am dealing with now was to call me and say, I don't want to be with you anymore. Do you think I would be asking him 50 questions as to, why not? Mm-hmm. What did I do?
Right.
Can we talk about this? I need to see you. I need to meet you. I need closure.
I'm not doing that. You know why? Because I know I've done absolutely nothing to this man. So whatever reasons he has
mm-hmm.
for not wanting to give me the closure or to end it, nigga, that's on you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's on you. But one thing I'm going to tell you is, if you think you're going to find you another me, you sadly mistaken.
Right.
And if you think you're going to come back around a week from now, a month from now, however, mm-hmm. hey, I don't know what I was thinking about that day, and I'm sorry.
And you already know how I feel about closure.
I want my boo back.
I don't do closure.
The
moment it dissolves, that's it.
Yeah, no, player, you should have thought that through. Because yeah. I don't do that break up the makeup. That's all we do.
Now, I may talk. Well, I don't mind the talking part, but there's not a whole lot to talk about other than, you know.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
There's
Vaughn.
There's not much to talk about.
Vaughn, a nigga call you and say, you ain't did nothing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn, I don't want to be with you no more.
Not something like that.
I'm not giving you closure. It's nothing. Then 3 months from now.
No.
Hey, girl, how you doing? I saw you on Facebook.
You don't give a person a second, well, let's say a third chance. You don't give a person a third chance, maybe not a second, to break your heart or to ruin your mood or your aura or whatever you got going on. You don't give the opportunity to that person again. You don't.
Yeah. He would never. Nah. He would never. Because I would be so angry. Like, I know he did not.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You could never speak to me again. No, I'm good.
Yeah. I feel you on that one.
Look how Sue looking with her big eyes. She looking all big eyed over there.
But when, what's that, Chris Rock? That was Chris Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he was saying, you know, children, cats, and what's the other thing?
No, he didn't say cats, because cats is like men. Animals.
Dogs, women, dogs, children, dogs. And
women,
dogs.
Children, women, and dogs.
Oh, women, children, dogs are the only ones that,
you men know. Men and dogs, I mean, men and cats, they got conditions.
What kind of conditions?
I'm lying about the cats.
Why
but
you hating the cats? Because I hate cats. They evil.
Yo, no, they are not.
They are.
They're different.
Leave cats alone.
I don't know who in the web's land is cat lovers, but I hate them.
You know what? Leave the cats alone. With a passion.
They are demons.
They're different.
From the pits of hell.
They're mean. No, cats are mean.
And y'all can take them.
Dogs are mean too.
Y'all can really make cats extinct.
Dogs are mean too.
Cats are sneaky.
I don't like dogs. I don't like no animals.
Dude. Mm-mm.
You're honestly,
like, you can't animals. Hear when the cat creep mm-mm. up on you.
I don't even like when Vaughn make the wombat noise.
Oh, my God. You don't like the wombat?
No. It's an animal. It's an animal.
It's not a cat.
I don't
it's
even.
It's a mammal.
I don't know what animal. What purpose does animals even serve?
Oh, come on now.
But that's a whole nother show.
Yes.
But
we are not even going to go there.
I'm not.
What was.
You talking about God's creation.
What's the. Other than on the ark. Mm-hmm. Other than that. Yeah, I'm lost. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, and I know we gonna have some goddamn dog and cat lovers calling up to the show. We hate Yoshi because she hates animals.
First she hates men. Have Peter
now
come
she
up
hate
here.
Cats and dogs. And guess what?
And she don't like babies.
Y'all, I didn't say I didn't like babies. I said I didn't want to be bothered with them.
Yeah, they don't want to be bothered.
I'm living my best life. I can't be bothered with nobody throwing up and drooling on but goddamn new clothes.
Okay.
So anyway, don't be shaking your head at me, Mr. Engineer.
I don't know.
So, what we were saying about the churn and the dogs and the mamas.
That women, children, and dogs are the only ones that receive unconditional love.
I don't believe that. Children and dogs, maybe, but not women. Oh. We just talked about that last week.
We did.
Yeah. They don't even address us as women. They call us hoes and sluts and
bitches.
Bitches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get the trans women more goddamn respect than us. But that's another show. but I feel like men do come with conditions. Because if you think about it, me and the engineer, well, let's take a men.
Mr. Producer,
I have
just
found
give him,
that men
you've been the DJ
are more
today.
Sensitive than women.
Yeah.
Men are more sensitive than women.
And when they feel comfortable, I think men will open up to the person or the
A
you
man
know,
will people. Open up to another man before he open up to his woman.
But he will open up. No, I think he will open. When he's comfortable and trust a person, they will open up. Men will open up. To you, like I said, if they feel safe.
It's just like women. Women would open up to their women friends or friend before they will open up to their significant other.
I feel, and maybe Mr. DJ producer engineer, when he steps in and talk about it, I think that it has to be a stronger bond. Like, you got to be like a brother, somebody, like, they just, you know, they are down with until they die when they open up
I'm
to that male.
I'm not saying that men and women do not open up to their partner,
right,
but they will open up to their friend or friends first before they open up to that.
If they have a strong bond with them, if they really trustworthy. I say that.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll open up to all their homeboys.
No, but not all. Not every last one of them. No, I think.
You know.
When it's those conversations that need to be had, mm-hmm, they will consult someone else before they consult the person that they need to talk to
so
first.
So let me ask you this. If there was a man who, let's say he had some type of penis issue, erectile dysfunction, mm-hmm, STD, whatever, you think he would feel more comfortable talking to his man than talking to his woman?
He probably
or be. His or his girl bestie.
He better be talking
about
to
his pee-pee. Because I'ma have a problem if a man feels more comfortable talking to his. See, now we back the what's the little churn from the paint, big teak and them. Mm-hmm. See, that would make me feel like that. I'm sorry, Susan.
Yeah, because I don't know who big teak is.
The friend, murder friend. The man who, rainbow man on the pink.
Oh.
So, if you feel that comfortable with another man versus another woman, you saw how when he was in the room with the women, how on edge he was. Mm-hmm. But then when he get in the room with the man, you feel comfortable enough to take a bath while he pissing in the toilet. But right, then you in the room with two women.
Right.
And you all walking all over
the
place.
I mean, that's not every man, though.
Yeah.
It's
not every man. But I'm going to feel some kind of way if you feel more comfortable in an intimate setting or explaining something intimate with a man versus a woman. You see what I'm saying?
And intimate doesn't have to be physical. It can be personal, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Personal. Right. But my whole thing is, if they are close, like they've grown up like brothers or they have formed that brotherly bond, I don't see anything wrong with the man talking to that person about what's going on.
No, I'm not saying that men should not talk to their friends, mm-hmm, their man friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I see some men who are very, how can I say it? They a little too friendly with their homeboys, if you know what I mean.
I got you.
Every time you turn around, they in this dude face. They're more clingy and close. They'll share more. They'll do more for. They'll be more, they'll put this dude before their family.
I got you.
I have a problem with that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And now, I feel like that's the issue.
That category.
Yeah, that's my boy. Like, they swear by this nigga.
Right.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
But now,
I love him.
But what happens when men feel that about women? Like, when they see women with their homegirls all the time or their bestie all the time, and it's like, well, you'll go somewhere with her before you'll go somewhere with me. So, do you have a problem with that?
Yes, I do, because it just depends on the relationship with the man and the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are a very present and hands-on type husband, but your wife would just rather be with her friends than be with you,
that's
or be on the phone with her friends than
that's
be with you, that's a goddamn problem.
It's a huge
that's
problem.
Your man. Because right. Let me explain something to you ladies. If I'm on the phone with my girlfriends, and you've mm-hmm. seen me, Sue,
mm-hmm.
and my man walk in the room, hey, I gotta go.
Yeah. But see, and also your friends have to have the respect
right,
for your relationship.
Right.
Because even when both of us was
right.
married, when you'll get off the phone
right.
with me, I will get off the phone with you.
Tell him I said hey.
Right, yeah.
And
okay, what y'all doing, you know, such and such mm-hmm. weekend. It's all about respect.
Right.
The mutual respect for one another.
Right. You have to respect people's household.
Right. Because I'm not calling. And even when, you know, Yoshi was married and then I wouldn't call her like early in the morning, unless it, I mean, somebody must have died or something like that. But I wouldn't do that. And she did the same for me. You know, I'll text and say, hey, call me when you
can talk.
Can talk. Right. You know.
And that's how you're supposed to do it.
Right.
You know. But I've seen the groups now. I've seen the group homeboy.
Yeah, and I don't like that. That bothers me.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I mean, and you're always
in the street, and your wife always home with your kids. I think we shared something one time in the group, and the husband was taking the family on vacation, right? And the wife was getting everybody in the house together. And he's standing there with the keys jingling like, oh, what want to come on. So she getting everybody, the cat, dog, the kids in the house. She all flustered. Mm-hmm. So he driving them where they got to go. They finally get where they got to go. She got to get the kids, the cat, the dog outside the car, get them all set up in the room. He all flustered. He go lay down and take a nap. But meanwhile, she got to entertain the kids, take them to the pool, feed them this, that,
right,
and the other.
Right.
And so the whole vacation was about him and his self-care and him being, like, basically all he did was drive them there and that's it. She basically held the family down the whole time. I think he financed the trip and he drove them there. But everything else the wife did. And then he had an attitude when she didn't want to turn over in the middle of the night and give him none. She tired. She done been up all day fighting with them goddamn kids and the dog and the cat.
So why didn't he help her, you know?
Because he don't give a damn.
And some men think that they don't supposed to.
Right.
That's the women's job. Gender roles.
Right. And she was supposed to. Yay! She was supposed to have. In his mind, she should have had energy.
Right.
But she didn't drive. But he didn't take into account that when he was taking his nap, she was up. She been up. She hit the floor the same time he did. Mm-mm. He had a nap. She didn't. So while Chris Rock is explaining that the man is love with conditions, with the little sad-ass music playing, I wanted to jump in the middle of that shit and be like, the whole city girls, real ass, give a fuck, I don't know. See what I'm talking about? Because they always got this violin playing. They don't love me. I remember one time, and y'all know I love Kevin Gates.
Did you?
I have not watched it.
I forged you the full clip.
He was in
an interview, and he was distraught in the interview, and he was saying how he felt like in his family he was looked at as the meal ticket, basically. Like, it was expected of him to just basically go out, make the money, bring the money home, be the daddy, take care of the household. Well, since the beginning of the time, we've always looked at daddy to be the provider, have we not? Now, if you doing all of that and you're not coming home and you're not being treated as the provider you are, herein lies the problem. Because just depending on how well you take care of the house, I expect you to be taken care of just as well. That's just like if you one of them daddies that have take care of the house. I mean, how much care you expecting, Leroy?
The amount that you give.
Right. Or if you feel like you need to go half on the bills with Tasha, Kevin, because you Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-mm.
Y'all roommates?
Yeah, I'm saying there's no roommates.
If y'all going half on everything, why is she watching the kids as soon as they get home and helping them with their homework?
Why are we
and
together?
Putting them to bed, and you come and lay your big fat ass in the chair and watch TV the rest of the night?
Mm-mm.
So your only responsibility is paying your half of the bills?
That's where the conditions
Kelvin?
Come from. That's where the conditions come from.
But see, you know, I have different beliefs in that. You know, I don't mind doing half. I don't mind doing half, especially if we're building together.
Okay.
So,
but,
you know.
But what about the shared chores?
Yeah, we're going to have shared chores, too. But then, you know, we'll holler about we need gender roles, but
I think it's a time and place for everything.
But no, but see, that's okay. So that's what I'm saying about the gender roles. Like, when is it sufficient for us, and then when is it not? So we'll scream that we want this, this, and this.
I
we
think
want equality.
It can go both ways.
And I know that. That's what I'm saying. So that's why sometimes if we're going to do it like the males did it back then, where they took care of the home with all of their funding, then the women, no matter if they have a job or not, then they still got to do everything in the home as it was in the past.
Nope. You say no.
Yeah, I know you say no, but then we'll say.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Doing, you know, if especially if you're trying to show me something, like let's just say changing the oil in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious because you may not ever be around, and I need to learn how to change a tire. I need to learn how to change the oil. Just something simple. You know, I ain't mm-hmm. trying to be no mechanic or whatever. So if I decided one day I want to come watch you change the oil, and then I do it one day without you. I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm okay mm-hmm. because a lot of women feel like they shouldn't have to do manly duty things, you know. Right. But
you made the decision. I make the decision to go to Lowe's and Home Depot and buy things to do home
little
improvements
projects.
Around the house because this is what I like to do. I chose to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be made to do that.
Right. Now, that is different.
Hell no.
That is different.
Because I'm a woman. I'm not Bob the Builder.
Okay, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the typical gender role mm-hmm. of taking care of the home, taking care of the children.
It's a woman's
It does
duty.
Not include a man.
Right. It was back then.
No.
It was more of a...
Okay. So, yeah. And the man was the one that brought the money home.
But typically, back in the day, the woman didn't work.
No, she did not work. But now, okay, now the woman works, but then the man is still saying, oh, but you still have that gender role of being a wife and mother at home. And the men rarely took care of the kids or was rarely involved in some aspect with the kids.
Well, there we have the conversation.
Right.
Prior to and the expectations.
Or
which,
sometimes
which
you may
like
have the conversation during. Because,
right.
You know, it mm-hmm. just depends.
Just saying, okay, if we're going to be together, then I expect you to pay for all of this while I save my money or while I don't pay for anything but what I'm responsible for, my credit cards, i.e. shopping, da-da-da-da-da-da.
But I feel like before I even get to that point where you have children, you should mm-hmm. you should already know
right
where you are in your relationship. It should not have to take you having children, especially young, middle-aged, mm-hmm. teenagers, whatever, children to find out where you are in your household. Like,
but things change.
Things does change. And
things
that's when
change.
I say you may have to have that conversation during.
Yeah, I mean.
Because
yeah.
some things are not done ahead of time because mm-hmm. it's not shown.
Right.
Mr. Engineer, can we have your insight on what you thought about Chris Rock's little feelings?
Men are forgotten. That's what he
not forgotten more so, but they
overlooked, forgotten.
Yeah, their love with conditions.
I just think that we're not allowed to be. A lot of times, we're not allowed to be who we want to be.
Why not?
Right.
Just not allowed. Society won't. Women won't.
Well, you with the wrong woman.
No,
I
period.
Agree.
No.
No, I agree with you.
No. Like to be. To be who you like you were talking earlier, and you said, a man will open up to his friends more than he'll open up to his woman. His woman's gonna judge him. Mm-hmm. Off top.
So this is
it's judgment based. There's a judgment that's going to come with it. Now you can speak for yourself.
You little punk. No,
but I'm speaking for. It's the truth. I think that we're not allowed by society.
Mm.
To be seen as to be weak.
Right.
We're not allowed to have feelings. We're not allowed to not have. Although it is accepted by some. Although it's accepted by some.
Right.
We're not allowed to.
Agreed.
If a guy doesn't,
it's true though.
The truth is, we're not.
I know, but I don't like it because I want you to be authentic. I want you to be yourself.
We try to,
and you don't. Everything is not going to feel good. It's not going to mm-hmm. look good.
Do you agree that there are whiny ass men though?
I agree that there are whiny men? There are whiny women.
Right.
But
yeah,
but
women,
But once again, it goes to what I just said.
Right.
You just said, are there whiny men? Yes, but there are whiny. There's whiny women. So that means there's whiny people. Men right. are not allowed to be whiny.
Right.
Just from your statement, from the question you just asked.
No, and this is what
because that is looked down upon. Want no man to cry all the time.
No, and don't nobody want no woman crying all right. the time.
No,
but it's accepted.
More accepted
because we from just said a woman. That
bullshit.
No, yes, it is. Yoshi.
It is.
It's accepted.
It's accepted.
You turn the femininity right. part on, so right. you can understand.
That's what, yeah.
It's accepted
because it's a woman and yeah. she's sensitive and she's emotional.
She's gonna be a damsel in distress. Right. Yeah,
so it's accepted.
Versus the man who's crying about the same thing.
You're going to look at him, any woman at this table, if a man comes to you crying every day, we talk about it on relationship status all the time, any woman.
I'm like, what's wrong with him?
It's okay for
and,
a tear.
And what you say, Yoshi? I mean, Vaughn, punk ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay for him to come home frustrated.
Yes.
It's okay for him to cry if there's a death in the family. It's okay to cry over some past trauma, maybe.
Yes. But
every goddamn day?
No.
It's not acceptable, but a woman can come
even
home.
For me, it's not acceptable, yeah. and if I did that,
yeah, but
like,
but it's acceptable.
Right.
It's accepted.
No.
I agree.
For a woman can come home every day and whine about her job every day.
No. Yep.
And the man is expected, the man is expected to sit there, listen, mm-hmm. pay attention, and support.
Yep.
If a man came home and whined about his job every day, you are going to look at him one day and you're going to say, just get over it and find another motherfucking job.
Yep.
I'm tired of hearing this because you just complaining.
In our mind as a woman, we think that that man's supposed to be stronger. He's supposed to get over it easier.
And he's supposed to handle everything.
And he's supposed to be about his business.
And that's not true.
And just me. As being a very masculine woman, and I will admit, I am a very masculine woman. I don't have a lot of feminine in me. I don't allow just, like, crying nothing. Like, even kids that cry all the time, I be like, hey, yo, suck that shit up. I don't like whiny, crying-ass fucking kids. Like, are you hungry? Are you wet? What is wrong with you? Because there's no reason you should be crying. And that's why I don't like little wimpy ass crying ass kids because I feel
like. Wait a minute, Yosh, you don't know all what's wrong because maybe when you say that they become fearful and they don't want to explain what's going on because you're going
to
shut them down.
Well, these are the children that I'm normally around. I don't do this to the children that I don't, you know, I do them with kids gloves. I'm talking about my kids that mm-hmm. I be around. I be like, because I know them mm-hmm. and they know me. So they know not to even come around me with that bullshit. So I'll be like, hey, talk to me. Stop that crying. And they'll be like, okay. So this is what happened. And I make them.
So when it comes to a grown man.
Right.
How do you approach that?
What is wrong? What is the matter? I know how to be sensitive when I need to be sensitive. Ultimately, this man is broken. I need to love him. I need to tap into my feminine. I talk to myself.
But how long will you allow it to go on?
Now, after about a day or two, I'm going to be like, I've even suggested EAP different things to my other significant others. Like, hey, I notice a pattern here. We need to get you in some counseling because this is going on for a while now. And, it's disturbing. It's disturbing me. Like, let's do something. I'm tapping into my feminine. Because most of the time, because, like, if I don't really love you, I'm going to be like, yo, this shit too much. I'm out. Because, nigga, you crying more than me. This too much for me.
Crying,
but,
whining.
But, right, else. If yeah. I love you, I'm going to be like, baby, I need to get you some help. Because you is all the pieces. And I need to help you because I want you to get back on track. But if I see you
and I done got you some EAP, and I'm going to the therapy with you, and you ain't doing the work that the therapist is saying. You working against the lady,
right?
And you ain't doing what you supposed to do.
And then coming home and working
against. And now you still around here with the woe is me sorry for me. Nah,
that's when you unleash the beast.
Yeah, that's when I'm gonna get in your ass,
right?
And I'm gonna be like, nah, you don't want no help. You want a fucking pity party, and I ain't giving it to you. I don't throw them.
And at that point, the therapist probably will say that to him as well, him or her as well. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you going to get
to do the work.
You going to get a Reba Durchy party. That's what you going to get.
Is that loving with conditions at that point?
Yeah, because this is my thing. You are not going to impede on my happiness because you choose to be fucking miserable. I'm sorry. That's not fair to me, sir.
Right.
I done went out of my way and tapped into my feminine and got you some help. I'm going to the counseling with you.
There has to be a balance.
And that's what I'm saying, because I think some people think when you go to therapy, the therapist is, we're going to coddle you. That's not true. You got some therapists that are realists. You got some therapists that'll do other things. But at some point, the therapist is going to say, are you really doing the work? But I feel, Vaughn, I feel that's unconditional love, because you're continuing to help this person. And like you said, Yoshi, you do well with boundaries and where you're saying, okay, this is my mate's issue, but it's not going to affect me and how I feel about my life. So I'm going to support him, but I also have the boundaries to, you know, take care of myself while he goes through whatever he goes through.
Everybody's healing.
You ain't taking me back to that.
But the thing about it is, you're not the only one that's going through
trauma. Absolutely.
Grant me grace enough.
Right. But I want to go back to what Vaughn, I can't remember what you said, but I know it was something towards what Yoshi Man was saying in regards to the man not able to be himself. And you said you don't have the right person. And that is so true, because once you find the right people, whether it's a mate, whether it's friends or anything like that, it's not that they want to coddle or be that person that's going to be an enabler, but it's to the point where do you support them at? Where can I be that strong support at? And then that man can be himself. That man can have the friends that he can go to and say, yo, man, this is what's going on with me. He can go to that best girlfriend or something like that and say, hey, look, this is what I'm going through, and to his mate and say, this is what I'm going through.
And I want
to
piggyback off that.
Without being known as a weak person. So I agree with everything you said, Yoshi.
It can go both ways, because you can have the right person in your corner, and you have shunned away every single person that has ever come into your life to help you. And if you haven't changed who you are, and the pattern is everyone that gets to me that tries to help me, I push them away. Then the problem isn't the person that you're with. The problem is you.
Right.
You don't want the help.
Right.
You don't want to accept the help, or you don't want to acknowledge, or whatever it is that it is that you don't. You are the problem.
Right.
I think that it's not so much. Sometimes it's not that a person is pushing anybody away. Sometimes it's just like another thing men are not allowed to have. We're not allowed to have. We have it, but we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to have trauma. We're not allowed to. Because we got it. We should be over it.
Oh. Right.
So that's when true. No, I'm not saying that we don't have it. I'm just saying we're not allowed to have it. So as where Vaughn just said, if someone has shunned people away that have tried to help, well, maybe that's his trauma response to people who try to help, because at one point he did allow somebody to help and got burnt.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, trauma response.
No, that's keep going. Okay. But what I'm saying, that's fine. I'm not allowed to say that as a man.
Right.
I'm just, it's not so much.
Not with everybody. And he can say it around people that he knows him.
When I speak about it, I'm not saying that I'm talking that I'm speaking in a sense of things that I've dealt with. I'm talking about society-wise.
Right.
Well, that needs to be broken.
But it's not going to be because of we have toxic masculinity, we have gender roles, mm-hmm. which, like you said, whereas Vaughn, you said there's a time for it and then there's a time not for it. Well, half the time men don't know when it's time to be and when it's time right. not to. Because
you have to know your partner.
Well, no, with this partner, it was this, and now I'm learning you, and right. some things are acceptable. For me, and some things aren't. Mm-hmm. You know, let you in a little bit. Like, you know, going to open up a little bit about myself. Something happened in my past. And I didn't realize it till I went to therapy. Because I blocked it out. I was living in Trinidad. My aunt died. I was living in Trinidad with my aunt. She passed from cancer. My mother asked us, the reason why we didn't come back to the States was because my mom couldn't afford to have us, me and my brother. So we stayed there. There was a nurse. There was two nurses at the house that took care of my aunt when she was, instead of taking her to hospice, the family just paid for the two nurses to move into the house. One was to take care of us as kids, and the other one was to take care of my aunt. Well, what ends up happening is my aunt passes, and they said, hey, my mom asked us if we want to come home. We're like, no, we love it here in Trinidad. We want to stay. This is home. And few months pass, and we started getting physically abused, like to the point where I blocked it out. So it opened up some things about why I deal with certain people the way I deal with them, and why I've had some feelings towards my mom. I didn't know that my animosity towards her was for her leaving me there and me going through that. And she actually said, well, why you ain't never say nothing? And I said, what? You here in Brooklyn, she whooping my ass today.
You're right, right.
And she's standing over the phone, listening, watching us to make sure we don't tell you what's happening. So as soon as, if one time my brother did say, was about to part his lips to say something, the phone hung up and she beat the dog crap out of us. So, but I'm not alive. I talk about it now because I'm a little bit more conscious of it, and I'm get through it. But think about a woman who can't deal with the person who's been through something like that. How am I going to open up about that being a thing for me? You know, any women I've dealt with who don't know that,
right?
One thing about me, and it was women who did it to me. So it has a lot to do with why I dealt with women the way I did early on in my life. So it's just a matter of, I think, when I tell you it's not an allowance for us, society does not allow us to be who, and then especially black men. Because who rescue we got to come to? We're supposed to come to. We're supposed to come to the rescue of the black woman. We're supposed to.
It's really, really sad.
People, you know, Will Smith went through everything he did, but for him, they said, I saw something like a couple weeks ago, somebody was on thing, and they said he actually laughed at the joke until he looked at his wife's face.
Right.
And at that moment, as a black man, I have to come to the defense of my woman. He chose to go about it the wrong way. But in that moment, that's what he had to do. Because if he didn't, in his mind or in someone else's mind, who knows who, he probably would have been seen as weak.
Right, right.
Because what was the biggest thing? Should men come to the aid of a woman? That's what came off of that, right? Mm-hmm. Should the black man come to the aid of the black woman? And there's been so many conversations yes. about black men not protecting black women. So how are we allowed to be vulnerable when we're supposed to be your protectors, your providers? Because that's what y'all want as women. You want somebody who's going to protect and provide for you. Am I not correct?
No, yes, that mm-hmm. I mean, you're absolutely right.
So how right. can yep. I be vulnerable? How can I be in society sense? Maybe not in your home or Sue in your home or Yosh in your home. But how am I supposed to be vulnerable as a black man by society standards if I have to be all these other things? I'm not allowed to do nothing else.
And the thing about it is you can't be like that with everyone. You can't open up yourself to everybody that you come in contact with. So are you saying
where is your safe place?
Yeah, sometimes my safe place is my friends.
Right.
Because I do have friends of the other persuasion, but the my circle, Black Man CL, Doc,
I'm your Malcolm, friend.
Well, I mean, my female friend, I'm talking about my male friends.
Right.
My male circle.
Not your masculine.
Not my masculine Yoshi. Circle.
Not masculine Yoshi.
You know,
I'm
cousin,
just saying, I'm showing you how you can be vulnerable with a female,
because we're talking about friendships is one thing. Mm-hmm. I think you can be vulnerable with your friends because your friends know you better than anybody else.
But we talk relationships.
We talking about within a relationship. I have to be leery about what I open up about because I don't know how she's going to view what I'm opening up about. So if I'm having if she's had a frustrated day at work and I've had a frustrated day at work, who going to listen to who?
So this is
who
my
is supposed
thing.
To listen to who? I'm supposed to listen to her.
These are conversations that need to be had. How do you view trauma? It's a mm-hmm. open conversation. No, you don't have to expose yourself to that. But yeah. You don't have to expose each other.
And it
just talk about it.
It should be an equal playing field, baby. I just need 10 minutes to vent, and then I want you to take 10 minutes to vent.
But you got to know where the other person stand on certain topics, right. Because if they look at trauma as being already from the jump, let's just say me and Yoshi. We just talking about life, just talking mm-hmm. about life and just how people day to day go in and out about life. And then we say, well, what do you think about people that have trauma, past trauma that haven't healed from it? See, I don't know he has trauma. We're just talking. And I'm like, they need to get that's too much. He already going to shut down mm-hmm. because he's not going to talk to me about it because he already got a sense of what I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then he comes and tells me, well, you know, I had some trauma. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Now I want to listen. But do he really want to tell me?
Right.
Because of your response.
Because of my response.
To somebody else. I ain't got nothing to do with me. Right.
But then if my response would have been, you know, supportive or, you know, it's something that you need to tackle and, you know, have you done X, Y, and Z? Not saying you, but, you know, I think people need to do X, Y, and Z to get themselves to where they need to be in life. He's going to be a little open to say, maybe one day I could share this with her. May not be now. But, you know, those are the kind of conversations I like to have when I'm with a person.
Right.
If I'm with a person, I want to know the conversations that get missed and swept under the rug.
Yeah. Right.
I think it goes back to one of those Olayanla episodes where the guy with the 19 kids, I don't know if y'all remember the episode where he had like the mommy issues, didn't grow up with the mommy, just kept having babies, you know, with random women. And I mean, he just really didn't care because he never had the connection or the fathering bond because he never bonded with his mother. And once the women finally realize, that's where, you know, just that lack of, you know, bonding was coming from. Because none of the women could understand, like, why he was acting like that.
He's the one that had the 19
made
kids.
That's what made it all made sense. You remember when she had him sitting in the room with all the little doll babies?
I didn't see the episode.
Okay, well, you can go back and look at it on YouTube. But it was a really good episode. I urge everyone to go back and take a look at that episode of Ayanla with the man with the 19 children. Because it was really good. And I feel like a lot of men who had trauma with the mothers, that's probably why you act the way you do with your significant other. Because, of course, there were mommy issues at some point. But that's another show. Mm-hmm. We'll delve into that at another time. We're going to go ahead on and close out now, though.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's really sad. Like, it's making me think about situations.
Yeah.
And
guys,
you know,
had relationships with in the past.
Right. That has a lot of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to get healed. I want them to get the help that they need.
Yeah.
Because one thing about it, I don't want to be anyone's distraction. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I am a distraction, right. but I don't want to be. So if it's something that you need to conquer in your life and heal from, I want you to be successful with it.
Right.
And that's a journey that I can't go on with you because it's self-discovery at that point.
Right.
I can support,
yeah,
but I can't walk it with you. You right. know, I can walk, you know, like I said, I can be in the background.
Support.
That's about it. I can't live that journey with you, mm-hmm. you know, equally.
So our therapist on staff, tell our gentlemen listeners what they would probably need to do if they had any type of trauma.
I would find a therapist, mental health professional, and it's not, it's okay if you don't vibe with the first therapist that you meet with. Find the person that is right for you and just continue to go, continue to talk. I mean, therapy is a beautiful thing. You've heard us talk about it. You've heard all of us talk about it. A lot of people find great healing in a therapist. There's no specific, like, type of therapy that I would like recommend, but if it is trauma, you have cognitive behavioral therapy that always works. I would just you know talk to your therapist and say, are you certified or are you credentialed in cognitive behavioral therapy? What theories do you practice? You know. But it's okay. And I would like to say about Charlamagne Tha God, he is really promoting therapy.
Yeah, mental health. Yes,
for men. Mm-hmm. And so he always discussed that men should go to therapy and they should take care of mental health as if it is physical health. And that's the push, and we got to stop the stigma. Because it is a lot of men hurting,
yes.
and they are afraid to show that vulnerable side to people in general because, like we all said, they may come across as weak, and that's not it.
No.
Because everybody has a weak moment, yeah. you know.
You shouldn't have to know someone's journey.
Right.
You don't have to understand someone's journey
right.
to be supportive and don't be judgmental about it.
Right.
You know. If they're whiny, there's a reason behind all that.
Right.
Like, you know, right. some people mm-hmm. May do it for attention, and then some may really do they it because they have not healed.
Right.
Right. They have issues. Not healed from right. some past trauma-related issue.
And if you ever need some help finding a therapist, you can inbox any one of us and we'll be happy to help you find that therapist. I promise you it will be confidential. We won't be going around saying, oh, such and such came and asked for help. You can't do that.
No,
you can't do that. Especially we're all licensed in some way
right.
you know, around this table. And look, we don't have time to lose that. OK,
so do you guys agree with what Chris Rock said? Or is it case by case?
I think it's on a case by case basis.
Okay. But any man in my circle is love without conditions.
And I think right. we need to tell our men,
absolutely.
Our you know, friends, if you're in a relationship with your mate, let them know they're loved.
Yes.
Don't judge them. Support them. And
like with men, anybody.
Or women. Don't push a person away if they are trying to be there for you.
You know, Ricky Smiley used to always, well, he still does it. He'll tell his male friends, you know, when they call in that he loves them. And he addressed it one time. And it's okay. It's okay to tell your male friends that you love them because you never know. You know, we take life for granted sometimes. And we always think that person next to us is going to be here forever. Mm-hmm. We all going to go together. But one day you can look up and they'll be gone.
Right.
And the first thing you're going to say is, man, I wish I would have told him I love him. Or I wish I would have told him how much
I
care
I see
for him.
That more now.
I do too. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I see that more now that, you know, grown men, especially black mm-hmm. men, telling each right. other that they love, you know, I love right. you, man. That, and it's nothing wrong. Like you said, it's right. nothing wrong with telling another mm-mm. man that, you know, I love mm-mm. you.
Right. And
it needs to be heard.
Even with some of my friends, I mean, I used to just lay it on y'all that I love y'all. Mm-hmm.
I know how I do y'all.
Yeah, I mean, but I love you. You know, I love you. I love you. I love you. Just mm-hmm. let people know that you care.
Right.
And practice what you're saying is as far as if you're going to be a support, you be that support for right. that person. Yeah. Because right. everybody's going to need somebody one day. That's why I always say you find people to live your life with, because it's not always parties, what they say, day parties and going on vacations and trips, because one day we're going to need you, because there'll be deaths and other things come, and sickness, illness, all that. Right. And you're going to need that person.
But I can totally identify with my male bestie, because I feel like I am the strong friend a lot of times. And, you know, the strong friend needs a rock, too. Mm-hmm. So I can totally identify when he said that, you know, where's his safe space? Where can he be vulnerable? Where can he just kind of woosah? And so, yeah, y'all ladies, allow your men to just be vulnerable.
And don't love with conditions.
Right.
Right.
That's the whole key or conversation. Loving men with conditions.
But practice what you say, though.
Without conditions.
Because a lot of people say one thing and do another. Mm-hmm. So you got to practice what you say. Mm-hmm. Please practice what you talk about.
Amen. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. It's a really good conversation, and I hope that you actually take this conversation back into your circle and create that dialogue and, you know, judgment-free zone. You can catch us on all streaming platforms, and you can also catch us on our Instagram, which is The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. You can also catch us on Facebook, The Unapologetic Talk, A Very Necessary Podcast. And, Sue, you want to take us out?
All right. You know the drill. Do something each week for your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
And we out. Peace.
Two Toxic Babes is an ongoing conversation between wellness studio owners, me, Grace,
and B, hi,
with a heavy pour of sassy sarcasm,
expert interviews,
and clinking glasses, us two bestie babes feel a strong pull to dispel the damage done by toxic influencer culture and fear-based media.
The TTB podcast is built on the belief that you are enough exactly as you are,
that informers trump influencers always,
and non-toxic living might just be the most toxic thing of all.